does antimatter fall up or down? By James Cho. As we all know, ordinary atoms fall down to the Earth. So does that mean that atoms of antimatter fall up? Is there such thing as anti-gravity? This question has long intrigued physicists, says scientist Joel Fagins. Researchers at the Berkeley Lab's accelerators and leading members of CERN, Switzerland's International Alpha Experiment, decided to use their ongoing anti-hydrogen research to tackle this elusive question. If gravity's interaction with anti-atoms is unexpectedly strong, then the anomaly should be noticeable in alpha's existing data on 434 anti-atoms. Scientists create antihydrogen atoms by uniting single antiprotons with single positrons, antimatter electrons, by holding them in place by a strong magnetic trap. When the magnets are turned off, the antiatoms soon touch the ordinary matter of the trap's walls and annihilate themselves in flashes of energy, pinpointing where they hit. If experimenters knew an antiatom's precise location and velocity when the trap is turned off, all they have to do is measure how long it takes for the antiatom to fall to the wall. So is there such thing as antigravity? Based on the tests so far, we can't say yes or no for certain. But as Fagin says, this is the first word, not the last.